Roger Rashid joins us live to talk about this. Rog, we love having you on. What was your first thought when you read Novak's comments?
Hey, Sam and Jimmy, how are you, boys? Yeah, look, it's interesting. I mean, Novak's not, obviously, he doesn't shirk the issues. He talks how he feels, and he has his own personal thoughts on this matter, obviously, and he's travelled all throughout the course of this year, as has all the other tennis players, going into different countries and trying to work with the organisations in the countries to get the tournaments on board. I feel like the reality is that he's going to have to show his hand at some point, because once you bounce into Australia, if you want to play in the tournaments, I guess you're going to have to sit under the conditions. And in Victoria, obviously, if you're not vaccinated, you're going to have to do a quarantine period of 14 days. So if Novak just decides to go into Victoria, we'll know that. And if he decides to do that, just do a couple of weeks training somewhere else, obviously, we'll be able to pick the fact that he's chosen one way or the other, won't we?
Roger, you're a great man to ask about this, because you've worn the tennis hat most of your life, and you understand, as you said, the international nature of it, and I guess how you have to prepare everything wherever you go in the world. But you're also a proud Australian as well, and you understand what Victorians and Australians have gone through with the continuous lockdown. So how do you feel personally about Novak not wanting to declare his hand?
Look, I just think he's got to, if he wants to speak up on this subject, then he has done quite a bit and other subjects throughout the course, and be a role model there. Well, if he's not vaccinated, we'll speak up and I think just say it and put it out there. Does it really, I know he made comments about whatever you say, you're going to get some attention to it. Sure, but he's the number one player in the world. He leads the game, and so he's a role model. And so I would just think, look, if he's decided that's the way he's going to play this out for his own personal reasons, well, then he just needs to say, these are my beliefs, and currently I'm going to sit in this space, and therefore if I come to Australia, I'll work with the organisation, the federation, the government, state and federal, to make sure I can do it the way that that's needed. And if that's 2 weeks, Jimmy, and for any other player, well, that's 2 weeks, and I'm sure they'll work with Tennis Australia to get the most comfortable space possible. And as I said before, Sam, that might be Novak, renting a house which has got a court and a pool and all those sort of things, so he can train and do the recovery, etc.
You know this better than most, Roger. Like the unbelievable competitive beast that Novak is. It's been building in me the last couple of weeks. I just can't see a circumstance in which he doesn't come here. Now, whether he's vaccinated or not, the fact that what's going on in the slam count with him, Roger and Rafa, I mean, this is once in career, once in a lifetime sort of stuff. And I just feel like he's going to find a way to get here and compete.
No, he'll be here in January. Don't worry about that. I think it's a given that he'll be here in January. I just think it'll be, obviously, we'll get to a vaccination rate here in Australia by then, that, the circumstances, even the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, circumstances are going to change. It's always, as you guys know, it's been a moving target on a daily basis. Now we're getting closer and closer to unravelling everything. So with that, all the circumstances are going to change as we get to the new year. So he's Novak's really only probably interested in what's happening towards the end of December, middle of December through December, because those conditions will probably dictate how it works when he gets into Australia. But I'm with you. He wants to break the record. It would be brilliant for us to have him in Australia. If he happens to do it here at the Australian Open, we would want to make sure that we have the opportunity for that record to be broken in Australia, I think, because that's obviously something that will sit up there in world sport.
Roger, if you were coaching him, how would you advise him as far as how early to get out here? I'm not saying what to do, but as Sam touched on, he is like a machine up the other end. It's like unbeatable. He's just a wall and he just pounds the ball. Can he just be a guy who just times it beautifully and he just comes straight into an Australian Open? Or would you say to him as coach, look, come for Brisbane, come for Kooyong, whatever it may be?
He probably needs, Jimmy, he'll do a big pre-season, so he's going to have a big pre-season under his belt, there's no doubt about it. So he'll be well conditioned, he always has been. And then he needs probably 1 week of tennis. If that's in the form of exhibition matches or match play, that probably doesn't matter, in the sense that you know, through the early part of the tournament, Novak's very hard to beat at any time. But so in the early part, he gets a bit of a chance to find his feet. And then, you know, you're playing over five sets, so it's not so cutthroat if you lose a set. You know, you can't, you know, you've got some time to work your way in the tennis match. So, look, and he's just a pure ball striker. So, and he's an animal competitor. And I say that in a good way, that there's not too many competitors that like to put themselves out there and take on all in front of them like Novak has on the world stage. So I don't think his preparation will be a problem. And I'm sure he's going to deal with the circumstances. They've dealt with a lot this year, and Tennis Australia are working really hard to make sure that they'll create as much comfort as possible. They understand what happened last year. They did their best, and they did exactly the right thing. And the players, you know, the majority of players, 99% of the players were very grateful they had the opportunity to come to Australia and play last year, and they will do so again this year, obviously under extremely a lot more healthier conditions.
In saying that, Novak is, as you said, very outspoken. He's a leader on and off the court. Will his decision, would there be a number of players sitting back and saying what happens with him, or is this sort of Novak just being Novak?
Yeah, I think, he obviously is a spokesperson for, you know, for, he sees that as for the players and the playing group of, but he'll do what needs to be done for him. At the end of the day, it's an individual sport. Your job's to be prepare yourself personally. So whatever suits him. There are a lot of players that are as Novak is, he's grateful of the opportunity that the sport has virtually kept going through COVID. I think he's just going to do what's for him. Other players will have different, even some players that also are not yet vaccinated, they'll be prepared to say, well, they're the conditions. I want to play in a major. There's not too many people, Jimmy, that wouldn't want to play in Sam in major events. There's only four of them. And you'll do what you'll do what you do to get there.
No, my backhand held me back. I kept hitting the back fence. So, yeah.
Well, you're saying your forehand was good.
Oh, it was a weapon.
Really?
Yeah, kept it away from me, mate.
But were you fast twitch? Could you get around your backhand just to protect it with the forehand or not?
No, nothing about me is fast twitch. I was probably the slowest moving AFL player in history. Yeah.
So you wouldn't have been nimble enough to get to the net a lot?
No, it was...
You were a baseline player.
Look, I'm a three-shot max sort of guy. Like, if the first serve doesn't go, we're in trouble.
And if you see the ball, swing hard and go for it. That's the way I've coached all the time. If you've got time to have a full swing, get after it.
Exactly.
Thanks for coming on, Rog.